Rushing home and didn't get a chance to listen? Well, don't worry. You can still hear Just Jenny on demand on the SiriusXM app.
All right. Let me get to Josephine Fitzpatrick, who is the, I guess, what do you say? You're the big boss of Innovation Weight Loss?
I guess so. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. So I've been telling people to check out innovationweightloss.com, which is your website. You've been a private nutritionist for years and a weight loss consultant for years. You offer 24/7 support. You have these really great, delicious products that are, I mean, you have food that has no chemicals, no additives, no preservatives, no like artificial sweetener. You're very into health. And for whatever reason, how you do it really helps people achieve their weight loss goals. And you can do it, people can do it online, right?
Yes, we have an online program. You know, you can come in the studio, but we do have an online program that services people all over the world. We go as far as Iceland, California, Seattle, you know, we're just everywhere.
So talk to me about how you got started. And I'll just mention, because just for relevance, I know you work with, who is Teresa, does she say Judice, she says, right?
Yes.
Because yes. I actually interviewed her and I asked her if it was Judice or Judice. And she said, it's whatever you want. And I said, well, what do you say? And she's like, well, I say Judice. I said, well, then that's your name. it was pretty funny. But I know she has tweeted about you or Instagrammed about you. So you've been helping her.
Yes, she is a client. She's great. She's doing great. She's a big fan of our PB Bites, which, you know, are, again, they're all natural, but she loves them. And, you know, the food helps people because, you know, when you're trying to lose weight, it's so difficult because, you know, you feel so limited. So when you have other options that you can put in and they're healthy and they taste good, it's always, you know, it's always a plus.
I would agree with that. So what is your philosophy, Josephine, and why are you able to get clients to their goal?
Okay, well, I would have to say the first thing is, you know, we really, we focus on eating 6 days clean, you know, and when I say clean, I mean, between no, you know, preservatives, no artificial, but also clean, no, gravies, no, you know, all the extras that you add into your meals that, you know, put you over. So we really focus on 6 days clean. I make an individual menu for each person that joins. So, you know, if two people join, they don't have the same menu. We really focus on what each client's health background, what they like, what they don't like as far as food, or if they're more of like a foodie or if they're more of a snacker, you know, and that's how we design the menu. So each person gets a menu, and then what we do is we teach them how to eat clean for 6 days. And one day a week, they choose the day that they can go off, and I call it the cheat day, and basically they can have what they want. And the day is not, you know, there to abuse it, although so many people do, but that's okay, because mm-hmm. in the beginning, it's sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel. You need it. You need to look forward to it. You know, on Monday, everyone is on some type of program. And by Wednesday, you're like, oh my gosh, how long can I do this for? And then all of a sudden, if you know you have your cheat day that weekend, it pulls you through the week. It pulls you, you know, to stay clean, stay focused that week, knowing that you have that day. And eventually, those who really do the program and really see, you know, are really into it, they understand that after a while, they don't have to eat everything on their cheat day because they get one every week. But it takes right. a while. You know, you're changing habits that you've had for years. And then, you know, finding a new way of life is, although this is a diet and people lose weight, you know, and they reach their goals, we have a great success rate. It is also something that you can live with for the rest of your life because of the cheat day. It's teaching you right from the beginning. You're incorporating maintenance right into your plan. You know, you never mm-hmm. have to worry about going back to the foods that you used to eat, you know, because you're having them once a week. So it really, it's all around, it's a lifestyle change more than just the diet. It helps you lose the weight, but it also is something you can do forever.
Right. And I guess the idea of the cheat day is good for that reason that you're talking about, because I think we get afraid when we start a diet or we start a food plan, because we start to think, oh my God, I'll never have pasta again. I'll never have this again. How am I going to ever live without? And then you realize like 6 days happens very quickly. like years at this point happen very quickly. So what is like six stupid days you can wait to have ice cream on that sixth day if that's the thing you need to have?
Exactly. Right. And it really does. It really helps them get through the week. And those are your weight loss days, you know, 6 days a week. That's when you're losing weight. You know, you have six clean consecutive days. You lose the weight. Then you have your cheat day. As long as you go back on, the biggest thing that you have to really watch is it has to be one day. It can't be like a little bit the night before or a little bit the day after. It's only right. one day. And that way you'll lose it, and you'll each week you'll be less than the week before. And that's really the goal. You know, well, along with the program. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because every little bite, it does count and it does matter. And I know, you have a much healthier philosophy than I do. We've talked about this off air, that you don't love counting calories because you're a big believer in eating clean. And when you eat clean, the calories sort of take care of themselves. And you're right.
Exactly.
And right. if you can achieve that and someone can do that, God bless them. I'm a freak. But it makes sense that that's why every little bite counts, because if you're eating healthfully and you're eating clean, then you can't really like this. When you start to add the little like extras in here and there, then you're going over what your body needs. You're not really listening to
exactly.
your body then. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when someone says like, oh, well, I never saw someone, you know, gain weight from carrots or, well, yeah, no, you're going to if you're eating over the amount that you should be. It doesn't
right.
matter what it is, you know.
Right.
So the philosophy that, you know, you should be eating all day. If you're hungry, have vegetables. No, because, you know, my philosophy is you shouldn't want to eat all day. Like you shouldn't
right.
want to train your body to have something every minute. So, you know, you're better off cutting it out. And, you know, once you get that concept of, you're eating clean, you have that cheat day. Let me tell you, the food tastes 100 times better on cheat day than it does any other time when you're eating it every day. So when you have
yeah.
to wait for something, of course it's always better.
Right, right. And I think I love that you're saying that you shouldn't have to eat all day long, because every time I hear or someone says like, oh, you're supposed to eat five mini meals, or you're supposed to have six times a day. And I'm like, maybe someone else is supposed to do that, but that does not work for my body can't regulate itself being told to eat 1,000 times a day. It's not going to work for me. Like I have to,
right.
I get to eat three times maybe. And that's what works for me. Otherwise, so you have to know your body. And you're right. What is this eating all day long? It's not like we're out farming and moving so much that we're required to keep essentially a feed bag. Another thing I like about Innovation Weight Loss, which is your company, and I have eaten the food and I have bought a lot of the stuff, and I think it's great, is that you don't use chemicals or like any artificial sweeteners, which that to me is very, very appealing because I don't like chemicals. So talk about why that's important to you.
Well, like you said, as we spoke about off air, you know, I come from a family of cancer. My mother and my sister both passed. And it's something that, you know, I feel that we have to, you know, even for our children to grow up with, it shouldn't be in the foods. We shouldn't be eating them. You know, it's a lot of times it's just out of convenience, or sometimes, you know, a lot of times people aren't educated enough where they really know better, you know, and you don't know, they shouldn't know, you know, that's what, you know, specialists are for, to teach them. And, you know,
right.
I just think that it's so important for our generation to teach our young ones now, like, you know what, this is, you want to live longer, you want to, you know, be healthier, you want to, you know, feel better all the time. You know, I can't tell you how many clients come into me when they first start, so many illnesses. And, you know, a lot of it is from the food we eat.
Right.
And as soon as they come off all the artificial stuff, it's amazing. Like they go right off their medicines as well. You know, everything changes. They drop their, you know, their blood pressure medicine, they drop, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it is hereditary, but when it's not, it can be what you're eating. And if you can clean up your food, it's going to make a big difference in your future.
Yeah, for sure. What is a sample day that you would tell people listening if they were, I know you like to tailor menus individually to each client. So like someone will, if they hire you, you will assess what they like to eat, what they don't like to eat, and sort of build a menu that way. But how do you recommend people eat? Like give a sample day of what clean eating entails.
Okay. So, well, basically, and you're right, I do like to tailor it to people, which I was going to say before, you know, the program, a big part of the success of the program is that we do have the 24/7 text and email. I
yes.
talk to people all day long. And a lot of it is because what one person can do, another person can't, you know, and
right.
It really helps them because a lot of times they don't realize, you know, they're eating too much or, you know, it could be anything. I have one woman who texted me that she was eating 6 packs of gum a day, you know, just because she was trying to fill the need to eat, you know, and,
right.
and she was like, what can I replace it with? And I was like, nothing, just stop. And she did.
Right, exactly, right.
She had to tell right. her to, you know.
Yes.
It's funny. Sometimes it's just the guidance that my clients need. And that's I love being there for them, you know, and because, you know, they really do listen. And when they listen, they see the results. So to get back to your question, I would say, you know, again, you know, just a general, I would say you're looking for 3 meals, 3 snacks. But again, the meals are proportioned. They shouldn't be huge. You know, a lot of times we eat it, we're eating more than we need, you know. So do you want me to tell you specific foods or
yeah.
you're looking for
yeah.
just like.
No,
okay.
no, no. Like so the idea, like people should eat like how many if they're going to have. How much protein do they have to have? How many vegetables do they have to have? Because I think for some people, they have to sort of start at the beginning.
Yeah. But, and again, it's very different for each person. So I wouldn't even throw out numbers because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have men and women are very different. That's number one. Number two, you have so many people who don't even eat, won't even eat meat. So they're getting their protein from totally different avenues, you know? So you really have to be careful when you say, you know, exact amounts. But I mean, I would say like the best guideline is to start with 3 meals, 3 snacks, watch your portion sizes, make sure that each meal is not, you know, flooded with, you know, sauces or gravies or breadcrumbs or, you know, all the extras that you really don't need and you think you need, you know, even salad dressings, you know, you can have a salad that I'm convinced that salads make people overweight. You know,
okay, that is one of my, hold on. One of my best friends, my friend Lisa Glover, who's so skinny and buys food from you all the time. She's the size of my pinky. I mean, frankly, she would like to be anorexic and she's not, and she wouldn't really like to be it, but I like to give her a hard time. But she and I say the same thing. Salad makes you fat because if you put everything you want to make the salad really, really yummy, it could be like 1,000 calories because there's salad
yeah,
dressing
if you're
and
lucky, it's
dried fruit.
By the time you put the
yeah.
dressing on.
Yeah, it's awful. Uh-huh. But really
That's
yummy.
That's so funny.
Uh-huh. So you're saying, so watch the
I
salad
call
dressing,
them
of course.
Salads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
They are. No, you're right. They are. It's like candy.
Yeah. So I think that's the most important thing to look at. Really look at your meal. I'll tell you a really funny, quick story. I went today, I had to get, I told you recently I hurt my shoulder in a gym. So I went to go get a shot and the doctor that was giving it to me said to me, he's like, you know, he was asking me about like my, you know, what I do, all this. And he sits down and he starts talking about how he needs to lose weight. We went into this whole thing about him and I totally forgot that I was there. I left without my shot and everything.
Oh, no. That's so you though, but that's
back.
How you like to help people. You know what? I actually have to take a break. So, people can find you, of course, as I said, at innovationweightloss.com. And if they go to the website, they can contact you right through there. You have online programs where you build a really exact menu for people. You do have food here. There are certain things you can ship as well. And, here in New York and Long Island and in New York City. And as I said, if people look you up, they will find out even more about you. So thank you so much for being on my show. Is there any other way that they should get in touch with you?
No, that's perfect. Thank you, Jenny. It was so much fun. It was great talking to you.
And your shoulder feeling better?
It is. It's doing great. Thank you.
Okay. I'm so glad. All right. You're terrific. Thank you for being on my show.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. I have to take a quick break, so I'm going to do that, and I will be right back. Please stay tuned.
More Jenny coming up on Sirius XM Stars.